Bemidji's grassroots Truth and Reconciliation Group has been meeting for months to talk about race. Anton Troyer is one of the founding members of the group. In this episode of Anishinaabe Najiman, Minnesota's Tribal Voice, Anton paints a picture of Bemidji in the 1960s. During a time of social change and civil rights, area tribes sent a peaceful and powerful message to Bemidji's business owners. Here's Anton.
Bonjour, this is Anton Troyer, and you are listening to Anishinaabe Najiman, Minnesota's Tribal Voice. We had a pretty ugly event and a tribal boycott of Bemidji businesses back in the 1960s, and it actually started on the radio. The resort owner went off on a racist rant on the radio. And Roger Jourdain, who was tribal chairman up at Red Lake at the time, was really upset and wrote letters to the editor, called attention, made copies of all the broadcasts, distributed them, and they really spoke for themselves. They were pretty horrendously offensive. And then issued a boycott, a tribal boycott of Bemidji. And then Leech Lake joined suit, and then White Earth joined suit. And at that point in time, you know, Bemidji's population was about 20% Native. It's a little bit higher now. And when everybody left and quit shopping here, a lot of people were looking around wondering, holy cow, I had no idea that Native people were half of the business in this town. We can't sustain this. It took a while. It was clunky. It was awkward. But through the course of the boycott, tribal people stood their ground. After that, I think a lot of people in Bemidji had a very different perspective about the importance of catering to Native clientele in business. Joe Lucan, who owned the local grocery store, was the first business in Bemidji to say, hey, enough of this. And he implemented the town's first affirmative action employment policy and started hiring Indians, and he tracked a lot of them to management positions. And throughout his life, he'd show up at powwows and things like that. And very often, I saw this happen myself a number of times, someone would say, hey, that's Joe Lucan. And they'd sing an honor song, and they'd talk about what he did. And, you know, there wasn't any ulterior motive. He wasn't just doing that for his business. You know, he really felt that was the right thing to do, and he was genuine about it. And I think Native people really genuinely appreciated that. And I think other people saw that and said, oh, you know, that made sense. Some Native people will still only shop at Lucan's because they remember that. And other business people have followed that example. In recent memory with the bilingual signage, Michael Muirs, who's a non-Native guy, has been one of the local voices who's pushed very strongly for that and been a very effective advocate. You know, there have been many things that many people have done. And in some ways, it's a hard position, especially in this part of the world. It's northern Minnesota, so it's Minnesota nice. You get a new neighbor, you drop off a casserole, and then you give them their space. You know, and that's respect. Even to say, hey, let's talk about race, that almost sounds rude to some people because it's like drawing attention to something uncomfortable when the inclination is to lean away and give it space. But it's really important to be brave and to do that.
That's Anton Troyer with Anishinaabe Najiman, Minnesota's Tribal Voice. Anton is one of the founding members of Bemidji's Truth and Reconciliation Group. For more information about the group and when they meet, you can follow them on Facebook or you can give us a call at 800-662-5799.
Yeah, and also, Area Voices segments are made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And coming up in April on the 23rd is the second annual Bemidji Gamag Powwow, and it's going to take place at the Sanford Center, and that's a great place to go if you want to hang out with people and learn about your culture and other cultures. And, you know, sometimes I don't think people rub elbows with people of different races quite enough. So
get out
there,
mix it
up, man. Yeah, April 23rd, it's a Saturday. Put it on your calendar now.